Well, kids, we love them, and they say stuff. Sometimes it's embarrassing, some stuff we want to post on Facebook, and kids say the wisest things. That's the title of a new book by John Gager, 26 Lessons You Didn't Know Children Could Teach You. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, Todd. Good to be with you.
Well, this book is full of stories, true stories, about things that kids have said, including your own kids. Well, how long have you been keeping track of what they're saying?
Well, it started when our kids were little. I remember when Lynette had just received Jesus as her Savior. Just a little six-year-old kid, and we're together out in the car, Todd. It's the summer afternoon. We've been running some errands together. And one of these lashing thunderstorms had just crossed through the area and passed, and now the sun was out. It was kind of backlighting those stormy clouds, you know, that were menacing a few moments ago. Anyway, Lynette looks at those clouds and immediately thinks of heaven, because she and I have been reading this book about heaven and Jesus, and heaven is depicted with clouds. She says, "Daddy, is that where Jesus lives?"
Nice.
She points out the window. "Up there in those clouds." I said, "Honey, Jesus lives higher than the highest cloud." And she says, "You know, when you're a Christian, you wonder about Jesus." And Todd, I began to say to myself, when was the last time I wondered about Jesus? I mean, we go to church and sing about Jesus. We hear sermons about Jesus. We pray to Jesus. But when was the last time I wondered about Jesus? And I thought, aha, here's a lesson I could learn from our kids.
Well, tell us a story about your son and how you told him to follow his heart.
So it's like this, Todd. Our kids have a way of finding out what's important to us. And they discovered that what's important to my wife and me is the state of our unsaved neighbors. We'll call them Bob and Betty. And they heard us praying for Bob and Betty's salvation. They watched as we would go out to dinner with Bob and Betty. They knew that Bob and Betty were on our hearts. So one night, I'm putting my son Tim to bed. He's maybe 7 or 8. He says to me, "Dad, sometimes, I don't know, I just think I should go over and have a talk with Bob." I said, "Well, what would you talk to him about?" He said, "I would ask him, are you a Christian or not?" I said to him, "Tim, I think that might be the Holy Spirit. That might be the Holy Spirit tugging on your heart. I think you should follow your heart, Tim." So, you know, it's one of these things, be careful what you how you counsel your kids. A few days later, he comes home and says to me, "Well, Dad, I finally did it." I said, "What did you do?" He said, "I followed my heart." Said, "What do you mean?" "Well, I went over and talked to Bob." Now my heart is racing. And I said, what did you say? "Well, I asked him. I said, Bob, are you a Christian or not?" Nothing like a kid to cut to the chase. And Bob says, well, yeah, I'm a Christian. You know, why would you ask that? I'm a Christian, Tim." And Tim says, "I don't think so." Bob says, "Well, why would you say that?" And I am really sweating bricks at this point. "What'd you tell him, Tim?" "I said, because my dad says you're not."
Oh, no.
So I'm sure all of our listeners are thinking, man, this relationship is torpedoed and sunk. The truth of the matter is it's not. The truth of the matter is Bob and Betty are neighbors and friends of ours for decades. They know that we love them. We've been through things together with them, helped them at the funerals of their parents, conducted the funerals, loved them. And so we're due to go out to our favorite Mexican restaurant tonight. Here's the thing, Todd. I am not sure that I gave him the right counsel, but I am sure of this. Heaven is reserved exclusively for people who have made Jesus the leader of their life. Hell is the place, I'm certain, for those who have not. And I'm certain, Todd, that when you and I are in heaven, we're not going to wish we'd been more subtle with our neighbors. Not at all. And I'll tell you what, I'm certain of this. When I'm in heaven, I'm not going to regret the conversation, however awkward it might have been, that went on between a little boy and his neighbor, all because he had the guts to follow his heart.
The book is called Kids Say the Wisest Things, 26 Lessons You Didn't Know Your Children Could Teach You by John Gager. It's been our guest this morning. Thanks, John.
Todd, it's been a blast. Have a great day.